Hello, and welcome to New Hope Christian Fellowship with Pastor John Gilbert.
Someone say, in the Kappa area, is there a heaven? Has anybody ever come down from heaven? Okay, to tell us what it's like, something like that. Words along those lines. And it played on my mind all week. So what I thought I'd do was teach about something in the Bible. So I'm not going to, although I gave a reading from Revelation 21, 1 to 5, about where the Lord, John says, the Lord says that he'll create a new heaven and a new earth. Yeah, that was our reading earlier on. However, what struck me is December. And you know what happens in December, don't you, everybody? Anything special? Pardon? Oh, Christmas. Well, that's at the end of December. That's at January. Yeah. New Year's on in the 2024th. Yeah. That's next year. We're still in this year. Yeah. But we as Christians, we're looking forward to going to heaven, aren't we?
Yes.
I mean, what's that?
Boxing Day.
Yeah, all right. Oh, yeah, right. You're right, Liam. Yeah. Okay. Forgive me. It's made me a honey and lemon, and it's helping me. All right. So, we honestly believe heaven is a real place. And, you know, some people struggle with this. Jesus came into this world as a baby. Okay, so did I. So did all of us, didn't we? Did anyone come here not be a baby? You was a baby once, weren't you? Like all of us. Anyway, however, this is true. The Bible teaches this, that Jesus Christ had an existence before he became born as a baby through Mary. He is divine. Is God the Father, God the Son, that's Jesus Christ, we all believe this, and God the Holy Spirit. You know that. So the thing is, if you, and I won't do it today because there's a lot to cover, but if you read Genesis chapter 2, you can see and read clearly that God is talking in a plural way, meaning that there's more than God the Father. I don't want to say there's more than one God because that's wrong. But there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's three in one. There is one God. But that one God has got three dimensions to him. You agree with me? Look, now me...
It's like water.
Yeah.
It's like water. You can see one purpose.
And condensation. Is that steam, isn't it? Yeah. So, and like me as well, and you. I am body, who you see, and I am soul and spirit. They all make up who I am. So the word Trinity explains God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And it also explains water. However, I'm going to focus today on the Christmas story. And I hope you don't mind me saying what I said, all right? Because it was you that mentioned it in the cafe area. You know, is heaven real? It is. Has anybody come down from heaven? That is a brilliant question. It is brilliant. Because the fact of the matter is, many, many beings, I don't want to say many, many, many people, but many beings have come down from heaven. Who are they? That's a good question. So you got me thinking, Margie, who is in heaven right now? And I'd love to, from Genesis to Revelation, it would take more than today to explain. God the Father's in heaven. Jesus, God the Son, right? Jesus is in heaven. He's been there for nearly 2,000 years, right? Is he getting older up there? No, right? Once you pop your clogs and go to heaven, you remain the same age. And I'm not saying Daddy Bob, for example. If Daddy Bob, at 90 years of age, pops his clogs, when his spirit leaves his body and goes to heaven, his spirit won't look like a 90-year-old man, all right? You know when people say, oh, of course, mate. Some people, they might say, oh, like me, I'm 61. But in my thinking, I'm still like 25. Is that not true of all of you? Is that not true of you, Margie? So that part of you that goes to heaven will be like that 25-year-old in your manner, you know, your thinking, all right? Now, also the Holy Spirit, he's in heaven, but he can also be here at the same time. So, also, since the beginning of the Bible, those that are believers in God, when they died here on earth, they've gone to heaven. For example, Father Abraham, Dominic, how long was it since Father Abraham died? More. 4,000 years. You're just 1,000 years out there, Dom. Father Abraham is in heaven. How do we know? Well, Dom, the parable of the Lazarus and the rich man, and it is a parable. Where does the poor man Lazarus go when he dies? Abraham's bosom. And he meets Father Abraham in the afterlife. I know it's a parable, but it illustrates that Abraham is in paradise. Okay? So, and I could go on. I could go on, but I weren't going to concentrate on the Old Testament. I wanted to concentrate on the Christmas story. Heaven is full of angels. There are, if you read the scriptures, there are thousands upon 10,000s and thousands more, many, many more. And that's what I wanted to concentrate on this morning. So, you know, the nativity story, which we sort of discuss, preach, teach over Christmas, is got a lot of angelic activity going on. And we've already, you went out the room, I've already read of one account, which was Luke chapter 5 and verse 20. And in Luke, it wasn't chapter 5, it was chapter 1, but verse 5. And here we have Zacharias, the priest that year, the angel, you heard of the angel Gabriel? Yes. He has come down from heaven to visit this priest to deliver a message. And I've read the scriptures and time doesn't allow me to read them all again. But in this passage of Luke chapter 1, he says with his own mouth, his own testimony is that he stands before Almighty God. So God is in heaven, in the very throne room of God. This angel stands before God. And whatever God tells him to go and do, or other angels, he go and do it. And chapter 1 of Luke, from verse 5 to verse 20, he gives an account of telling Zacharias. Now, he's well on in years. He's an old man, and his wife is an old woman, right? And they're childless. They don't have any children. And they're embarrassed about that. When they go to parties, when they visit their relatives, they've got older, they're kind of embarrassed that they don't have any children. Me and Mayette, oh, Mayette's got a son, Stephen. He's my stepson, but he ain't my blood son. So I'm not worried about it because I know the Lord and the Lord knows me. And it's not a big issue to me and Mayette, all right? But to this couple, it was an issue. And I think the reason why I think it was an issue is because every couple in Israel, in Judah or Galilee, they all wanted to think that their son, if they had a son, would be the Messiah to come. You know what I'm saying? That's why, and because they didn't have any children, they were sad that the Son of God would not come from their loins. You understand? You know what I'm saying? So, did they? Well, that's how it was for them. So, you know, but however, they prayed about it. They prayed regularly about it. You know, oh Lord, please help us have a son. And they were getting on. It doesn't say how old they were, but it says that they were stricken in years, meaning that they were old people. What happened? That he went into this holy place to do the things that the priest did, burn incenses. The people were outside praying, and in that holy place, the angel Gabriel turned up. And it says it in here, and I can't read it because of time. However, when he saw the angel, he was afraid. And he says, I bring you good news, tidings of great joy, that you and your wife will have a son, and you will call him John. Well, great name, isn't it? You know, wonderful. So, and he made a mistake. It's interesting. You know, Jesus says to us somewhere else in the New Testament that we should have the faith or the innocence of a child, right? Because Mayette's got all these kids at her school, at her nursery, that she's responsible for. And when she teaches them, they don't question her. They don't say, excuse me, Mayette, teacher, I'm not sure about this. Can you elaborate on it a bit more? You know, I'm not sure that you're telling us the truth. They don't say that. They just accept everything that she says. And the Lord says that we should be like that. Because, you know, if you can have a heart like that, you're close to the kingdom of heaven. However, Zacharias, when the angel Gabriel told him that he and his wife would have a child, he questioned him. He says, how can this be? I'm an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. Gabriel wasn't happy with that. You know what happened? He became a dumb man for the next 9 months. It takes 9 months to have a baby, right? Yeah? Yeah, we all agree that. So he couldn't speak. He couldn't speak for 9 months. And until the baby was born, that's when he first spoke. Now, I can't go into all the details, but it was great news that he brought him. That's the angel Gabriel. But he just didn't have the faith to believe. And if we don't have that faith to believe, we will miss out on God's best for our lives. We don't want that. Okay? So he was disciplined through being dumb for a while. Now, my point is heaven real? Well, this angelic being called Gabriel came from somewhere which happened to be heaven. It was his place where he lives. And he stands before the very throne of God, looking at God's face. We know it's true, because if we went back 700, 800 years before the birth of Jesus, we know that another man, Isaiah the prophet, had a vision, and he saw into the throne room of God, Isaiah chapter 6, and he saw God, and he saw seraphim, which are angelic beings, worshipping God, singing, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. So that passage in the Old Testament tells us there is a heaven. Isaiah the prophet saw it with his own eyes. If he didn't see it, he wouldn't have wrote it. He wouldn't have said about it in chapter 6. Because in the Christian, Jewish law, and the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not lie. So not one prophet or apostle or follower of Jesus, no one told any lies. Because it goes against our Christian principles. Is that not right? Yes, it is, John. Right, okay, we can move on. So don't question what God is doing or what the prophet of God is saying, because, you know, it will go, you might be made dumb for the next 9 months or so. You wouldn't like that, would you?
No,
I thought so, Liam. Let me move on. 6 months after that announcement with Zacharias, the angel Gabriel, when he left Zacharias, where did he go? He went straight back to heaven. And that wasn't on a jumbo jet, okay? He can fly there. He went back to the presence of God. 6 months later, God speaks to him and sends him back to earth again to talk to someone else. Who was that person? Well, I'll tell you. Mary. Who said that? Was that you? He came back to talk to Mary. If we go to Luke 26, I'll read this. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God. So God's in heaven. And God said to the angel Gabriel, can you go down to earth again? Go to Nazareth and go see a lady called Mary. I want you to tell her that she's going to become pregnant. Let me carry on reading. Verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, there shall be no end. Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. So wonderful passage of scripture. That this young lady is got the angel Gabriel before her, who has come from heaven. He tells her that she's going to give birth to the Son of God. That's verse 35. And the angel said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. The angel told her that. She said, how can these things be since I know not a man? Meaning, she was saying, I haven't had sex with a man, right? He responded, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. The Holy Ghost, where did he come from? He himself came from heaven, you know? So we know, has anyone come down from heaven? Angel Gabriel? The Holy Ghost, the power of God, all come from heaven. And he says here, the angel said, verse 35, the power of the highest, that's the Lord God Almighty. Glory to God in the highest, the angel said later on. But the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Which indicates that God is from heaven. And the angel came from heaven. And God himself is involved in this birth. Now, any lady that goes to the maternity wing of Watford Hospital, no one can give this account and say, the angel Gabriel came to me 9 months ago and told me that the power of the Most High is going to come upon me. That doesn't happen. But it happened in this case. And we get excited about it. You know, I don't know how many nativity plays you've been to at a school. Maybe you've been to Mia's school and seen Mia in a nativity play. Okay, Jan, I don't know. I don't know about you or anyone else. Janet, are you awake or asleep? Did you go to your children's, your boys, their school? Did you see them in a nativity play? Right. Did you see any angels in the nativity play? Yeah, you did. See, wherever you see a nativity play, you will always see an angel, and that angel will represent the angel Gabriel, who came down from heaven.
Well, I saw some nine.
I forgot to ask you, Liam. What, you've seen the nativity story?
Yes, at my Collett School.
Oh, Collett School. And was there an angel in it?
Yes.
There we go. Probably Gabriel, right?
Yes.
There we go. Really, really. Good, I'm pleased. So, Luke, right? Who is Luke? He's a doctor. He's not any casual guy. He's Dr. Luke. And why did the Lord have this gospel in the Bible? Why did that happen? Because not only was he a doctor, he was a historian. And what he did, when he compiled all the information here, he put it in a chronological order, in a historical account. That is why that gospel is in the Bible. Yes? Dominic could vouch for that, couldn't you, Dom? There you go, nod of the head. So, he is testifying that God is in heaven and God is cooperating hands-on with the birth of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, we like to be obedient. We like to honour the Lord. And when you consider Mary, didn't he say to Mary, you are a highly favoured one? You know? And all of us, all you women, yeah? Annie, may you want to be highly favoured because God, Nika said just a minute ago, could I pray for Camille? It's her birthday. Now, I've watched her grow up and she's adorable, Leo. She's a lovely young lady and I want the best for her life. And so if I'm going to pray for her, I want to pray that she, over the years to come, will be highly favoured in the eyes of the Lord. You know, that's what we want. That the power of the highest in heaven should come and bless her. Let's move on very quickly. If I turn to Matthew's Gospel, we have another account, Matthew chapter 1. We started late, so we're going to go over time. All right. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. What does it say? It says here, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make a public spectacle or example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Wonderful. Now all this was done that might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is interpreted God with us. Isn't that incredible? Emmanuel, God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she brought forth her first son, her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus. You know, we've all had girlfriends, right, at times. We may have got engaged or whatever, but Joseph was betrothed to Mary. She was the girl of his dreams. And they lived in Nazareth, or he lived in Nazareth until he married her. And any man in his position would have been a happy man. You've got a lovely girl. She's highly favored in the sight of God. You'd have been very happy, wouldn't you, men? Yes. Suddenly, the woman that you're engaged to, betrothed to, she's pregnant. And it's nothing to do with you. What are you going to think? She's been playing around. What are you going to do next? Tell her off? He was going to put her away. What it means by that, he didn't want to make a public example of her by telling everybody she's been sleeping around. No, she hadn't. But he may have thought it. You know, he may have thought, this woman of my dreams is not the woman I thought she was. Anyway, people will start talking. His whole world was about to come crashing down, okay? And he struggled. Well, every man would struggle with as to what you're going to do next. But he's about to end this relationship, and it's a good job he didn't, because what happens? Again, the angel of the Lord comes down and appears to him in a dream. Joseph, don't pack your wife in. Don't divorce her. Don't get rid of her, because that which is conceived in her is going to be the Son of God, and you should call him Jesus. The angel spoke to him in a dream. The angel, where did he come from? Well, again, he came from heaven to wherever Joseph was living to speak to him, to tell him that bit of information, and then goes back to heaven. And again, one other thing, verse 20 it was, he said, that which is conceived of the baby, yeah, shall be by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was involved in this conception. Where's the Holy Ghost come from? Comes from heaven. Where did the angel come from? Comes from heaven. So the Bible is clear. If we have any questions, the Bible answers our questions. You know, if we don't know anything about heaven, where it is, who's there, the Bible can tell us. I said, it's a window. You can look through that window and you can look out of this world and see into heaven. But you've got to read it. You've got to read it to find out. Otherwise, you'll miss out on stuff. Lastly, I want to tell you, go back to Luke chapter 2, and what do we find? We find another account of the birth of Jesus Christ. In chapter 2, we read about the shepherds. Let me show you. Chapter 2, Luke's Gospel. And it came to pass in those days that there were out in, hold on, that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Okay. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one. Is that what I want to read? No. I'm going to jump forward. All right. Here we go. Ah, ha, ha. I'm sorry. A few more minutes. Anyway, verse 6. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered and she should bring forth. Right. I'm just reading quickly, Mayette. Right. Okay. Verse 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in a swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven. So it says there that the angels came down, glory to God in the highest, told them where to go, what to do, who to see, and it says that they went back to heaven. So we know that they come from heaven. They met the shepherds, they were looking after the sheep. The angels appeared, verse 9. What did they say? Well, it says it in verse 15. I just read it to you. So I'll wrap it up there. Maybe it's getting cold. But all right. Okay. I said, Maya. So let me finish, if that's okay. So this is a general overview of the birth of Christ. And it tells us of all the angelic activity, which from beginning to end went over a period of about 2 years, from the time of the angel Gabriel going to see Zacharias till the visit to the shepherds. It was about 2 years that they came every so often, every 6 months. And we had the involvement of the angels, the Holy Spirit, and the power of the Most High. So how wonderful. And they all came down from heaven. They didn't come from anywhere else. So the Bible clearly tells us it's a place called heaven. And there are beings, angelic beings, that come down backwards and forwards. And there are other accounts in the scriptures that tell us that some people have entertained angels, and they've not even been aware that they've actually entertained an angel because of their disguise, you know. So that's my account over the nativity story of angelic hosts coming and going from heaven in the nativity story. And if they could have done it, if they did it then, they could come back anytime they see fit. I'll leave it there. And just thank God for his word. Father, thank you for the opportunity to share about the kingdom of heaven, the place called heaven, And Lord, just a little bit of the activity that went on over the nativity story, the nativity account, Lord, I pray that you open up the eyes of our understanding as we contemplate any other questions that we might have. Lord, help us to see and know the things that you want us to know, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We meet at Grove Hill Community Center at 11:30 p.m. in Hemel Hempstead. God bless you.